This article was previously published on Guelph Today. The fate of a proposed tiny homes community will likely be decided by City Council next week, one way or the other, believes Guelph Tiny Homes Coalition, GTHC, member Mike Marcolongo. In the wake of a county report indicating the project is not viable at this point, City Council will consider on July 16 whether to direct city staff to continue working to identify city-owned land for potential use as temporary or permanent housing, and report back by no later than March 31. The 16th will dictate whether or not this project moves forward, said Marcolongo. It's a watershed moment for us in terms of, we've asked the city for leadership. GTHC proposes to establish a community of 25 to 50 tiny homes. The model home unveiled last week is 120 square feet with a shared kitchen, washroom and laundry areas, along with the provision of health, mental health and other wraparound services residents may need. The location has yet to be determined, but Marcolongo believes there's a site that's viable in place that's coming forward. In a report released Thursday, the county's director of housing services, Mark Post, said there were several necessary elements missing from the proposal from the GTHC. To be evaluated, the necessary criteria used to assess viability, such as secured land, a fully costed operating and capital budget, demonstrated financial viability, program designs, formalized partnerships, client management, site designs, planning approvals and detailed construction timelines must be present, states the report. It does go on to state that once the required information is provided, the county will work with the city and the GTHC to evaluate the proposal and provide feedback. Despite these concerns, Marcolongo believes the coalition's plan will work. He's quick to point out the permanent supportive housing project at 10 Sheldale, which recently celebrated its grand opening, was nearly complete before its proponents secured operational funds. Sometimes you have to proceed because leadership is required on homelessness and helping to resolve the housing crisis, said Marcolongo. The 16th is council's opportunity to support us and we need that support on the 16th, especially given that we're a few months away from winter. If the staff recommendation to continue working with the GTHC fails, Marcolongo said, we'll have to decide internally where we go next. Following discussion of the matter on July 16, council is slated to go into a closed session to discuss potential municipally owned sites for temporary structured encampment, as noted on the agenda.